Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Today is the 29th of December. I'm Brian. It is great to be here with you today. Gosh, we're here. We are at the end of another year and getting ready to head forward into 2012. And I'm really, really looking forward to it. But I'm doing everything that I can, and I'm sure that you're doing the same, to stay very, very present to what God is speaking to us through His Word in the final days of the year, as we approach the very final chapters and verses in all of the Bible. So we're reading from the Contemporary English Version this week, and we're reading from the book of Zechariah, which we will conclude today, and then there'll be one more book, Malachi, in the Old Testament for the last 2 days. So Zechariah chapter 14, verse 1 through 21. The Lord will have His day, and when it comes, everything that was ever taken from Jerusalem will be returned and divided among its people. But first, He will bring many nations to attack Jerusalem. Homes will be robbed, women raped, and half of the population dragged off, though the others will be allowed to remain. The Lord will attack those nations like a warrior, fighting in battle. He will take His stand on the Mount of Olives, east of Jerusalem, and the mountain will split in half, forming a wide valley that runs from east to west. Then you people will escape from the Lord's mountain, through His valley, which reaches to Azal. You will run in all directions, just as everyone did when the earthquake struck in the time of King Uzziah of Judah. Afterwards, the Lord, my God, will appear with His holy angels. It will be a bright day that won't turn cloudy. And the Lord has decided when it will happen, this time of unending day. In both summer and winter, life-giving streams will flow from Jerusalem, half of them to the Dead Sea in the east, and half to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. Then there will be only one Lord who rules as king, and whose name is worshipped everywhere on earth. From Geba down to Ramon, south of Jerusalem, the entire country will be turned into flatlands, with Jerusalem still towering above. Then the city will be full of people from Benjamin Gate, Old Gate Place, and Hananel Tower in the northeast part of the city, over to Corner Gate in the northwest, and down to King's Wine Press in the south. Jerusalem will always be secure and will never again be destroyed. Here is what the Lord will do to those who attack Jerusalem. While they are standing there, He will make their flesh rot, and their eyes fall from their sockets, and their tongues drop out. The Lord will make them go into a frenzy and start attacking each other, until even the people of Judah turn against those in Jerusalem. This same terrible disaster will also strike every animal nearby, including horses, mules, camels, and donkeys. Finally, everything of value in the surrounding nations will be collected and brought to Jerusalem: gold, silver, and piles of clothing. Afterwards, the survivors from those nations that attacked Jerusalem will go there each year to worship the King and the Lord All-Powerful, and to celebrate the Festival of Shelters. No rain will fall on the land of anyone in any country who refuses to go to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord All-Powerful. This horrible disaster will strike the Egyptians and everyone else who refuses to go there for the celebration. At that time, the words "dedicated to the Lord" will be engraved on the bells worn by horses. In fact, every ordinary cooking pot in Jerusalem will be just as sacred to the Lord All-Powerful as the bowls used at the altar. Any one of them will be acceptable for boiling the meat of sacrificed animals, and there will no longer be a need to sell special pots and bowls. Revelation 20, 1 through 15. I saw an angel come down from heaven, carrying the key to the deep pit and a big chain. He chained the dragon for 1,000 years. It is that old snake, who was also known as the devil and Satan. Then the angel threw the dragon into the pit. He locked and sealed it, so that 1,000 years would go by before the dragon could fool the nations again. But after that, it would have to be set free for a little while. I saw thrones, and sitting on those thrones were the ones who had been given the right to judge. I also saw the souls of the people who had their heads cut off because they had told about Jesus and preached God's message. They were the same ones who had not worshipped the beast or the idol, and they had refused to let its mark be put on their hands or foreheads. They will come to life and rule with Christ for 1,000 years. These are the first to be raised to life, and they are especially blessed and holy. The second death has no power over them. They will be priests for God and Christ, and will rule with them for 1,000 years. No other dead people were raised to life until 1,000 years later. At the end of the 1,000 years, Satan will be set free. He will fool the countries of Gog and Magog, which are at the far ends of the earth, and their people will follow him into battle. They will have as many followers as there are grains of sand along the beach, and they will all march all the way across the earth. They will surround the camp of God's people and the city that his people love. But fire will come down from heaven and destroy the whole army. Then the devil, who fooled them, will be thrown into the lake of fire and burning sulfur. He will be there with the beast and the false prophet, and they will be in pain day and night, forever and ever. I saw a great white throne with someone sitting on it. Earth and heaven tried to run away, but there was no place for them to go. I also saw all the dead people standing in front of that throne. Every one of them was there, no matter who they had once been. Several books were opened, and then the book of life was opened. The dead were judged by what those books said they had done. The sea gave up the dead people who were in it, and death and its kingdom also gave up their dead. Then everyone was judged by what they had done. Afterwards, death and its kingdom were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Anyone whose name wasn't written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. Psalm 148, 1 through 14. Come, praise the Lord. Shout praises to the Lord. Shout the Lord's praises in the highest heavens. All of you angels and all who serve him above, come and offer praise. Sun and moon and all of you bright stars, come and offer praise. Highest heavens and the water above the highest heavens, come and offer praise. Let all things praise the name of the Lord, because they were created at his command. He made them to last forever, and nothing can change what he has done. All creatures on earth, you obey his commands. So come praise the Lord, sea monsters and the deep sea, fire and hail, snow and frost, and every stormy wind. Come praise the Lord. All mountains and hills, fruit trees and cedars, every wild and tame animal, all reptiles and birds, come praise the Lord. Every king and every ruler, all nations on earth, every man and every woman, young people and old, come praise the Lord. All creation, come praise the name of the Lord. Praise his name alone. The glory of God is greater than heaven and earth like a bull with mighty horns. The Lord protects his faithful nation, Israel, because they belong to him. Shout praises to the Lord. Proverbs 31, 8 and 9. But you must defend those who are helpless and have no hope. Be fair and give justice to the poor and homeless. Father, we ask you to give us that heart as we go into the new year. And so often we consider this fair and justice to the poor and homeless to be those who are less fortunate in physical and material goods, those who have no shelter. And although this is true, there are orphans spiritually all over this earth, wandering, wounded, confused, placing blame on you and estranging themselves from the only one who can save them. And we turn our hearts toward them, God. We defend those who are helpless and have no hope. We will be fair and give justice to those who are poor in spirit, homeless, without community, without friends, to walk in this life in faith with them. We won't be self-absorbed going forward. We come to your word to feast upon it, and it nourishes our spirits and our souls. And we can feel ourselves growing stronger in you. But that is unto something that is beyond us. For the life of faith is beyond us. You have invited us to participate in your kingdom. And we accept. But often we make it about what we're going to get. What it means to us. When your word continually challenges and demands that we turn our lives outward rather than continuing to live them inward. It is not about us. It is not about what we are going to get in the deal. It is about us being your ambassadors, your representatives, your hands and feet in this world. And so we pray, Holy Spirit, come. Make this proverb a mantra almost, something that is deeply, deeply planted into our souls. We must defend those who are helpless and have no hope. We must be fair and give justice to the poor and the homeless. Both the poor and the homeless walking this earth, needing food, needing shelter. With the poor and homeless walking this earth abandoned to their faith, may we be agents of change in that, restoring hope, bringing help, giving justice to your name that has been sabotaged and turned so many away from you for things that you never did. May we bring hope to the poor and homeless spiritually. In Christ's name we ask that we live the life of Jesus in the coming year. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website, and we're doing a bunch of stuff to switch over, to make the switch into the new year. And thank you for your prayers over that. Everything has to work smoothly. It has every year, but it's a lot of work. And we'll be launching Daily Audio Bible Portuguese and Daily Audio Bible Arabic. So thank you for your prayers over that as we prepare to launch that. So there's Daily Audio Bible en Español, a full community going through the Bible in Spanish. Daily Audio Proverbios, so the Proverbs in Spanish. Of course, there's Daily Audio Bible English, which you're listening to now, and then there's Daily Audio Proverbs. One proverb a day, one chapter of Proverbs a day, all the way through the book of Proverbs in a month, and they are potent words of wisdom. We just considered and contemplated a proverb just now. They're potent. In one sentence, they can lay you out, make you think about some things all day long, because it's the wisdom of the ages. So all the way through the book of Proverbs, once a month, there's Daily Audio Bible Japanese, Daily Audio Bible Chinese, Daily Audio Bible Portuguese, we're launching Daily Audio Bible Arabic, and Daily Audio Bible Kids, all the way through the New Testament, for kids, by kids. I'm really looking forward to jumping back in into a bunch of the production on kids in the coming year, 2012, and ramping up Daily Audio Bible Kids through a real sense of that from the Holy Spirit. And so looking forward to that. I talked to you yesterday about the Passages Bible. So there's a Passages book. It's a book that I wrote, and it's a book to introduce the 93% of believers who don't read their Bibles to a relationship and a friendship with the Bible. That can be found anywhere, in any kind of digital version, or it's a physical book as well. And you can get it pretty much wherever there are books sold, or order it from anywhere online that you choose, including the Daily Audio Bible store. The Passages Bible is an e-Bible that follows the reading plan of the Daily Audio Bible in partnership with Zondervan, who publishes the New International Version. And you can download that either as an iBook, a Kindle book, or a Nook book. If you go to barnesandnoble.com, which is Nook, amazon.com, which is Kindle, or iTunes, which is iBooks, and just search NIV Passages Bible, you'll find what you are looking for, and then you can download and follow along as we read through the Bible. And on the days that you are out of range or aren't able to download the Daily Audio Bible, you can just read that day's reading and keep exactly true to the path through the Bible that the Daily Audio Bible takes in the coming year. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at the website. There's still time left here in the year. Thank you for your partnership. I can't tell you, without it sounding cheesy, I've used all the words that I know how to use to be authentically grateful to this community for making this thing possible, this mission to bring the spoken word of God to whoever will listen, anywhere on the planet, anywhere, any time of day or night, and to build a community around it so that nobody has to be alone. Nobody has to be hopeless and helpless, homeless and poor spiritually. And I pray that that proverb we just read and prayed over, that integrates and is integrated fully into the life of the Daily Audio Bible, that that's what we're doing precisely. And I know that to be true. So if you want to partner with that mission, there's a link on the homepage of dailyaudiobible.com. The mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. And that will do it for the 29th of December. 2 days. 2 days, guys. And we have gone through the Bible for the sixth time, nonstop. I love you. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning. This is Saturday, December the 3rd. And I just wanted to thank you, Brian, for all that you've done with the reading of the Bible and creating the prayer line and all that, and appreciate your faithfulness. I do have a prayer request. I'd ask you to pray for my wife. Just pray that the Lord will minister to her health problems that she has, and that we'll get these straightened out. I thank you all so much for your prayers, and I appreciate you. God bless. Bye.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Randy. Calling to say that I'm about ready to start a small group that I hope gets a lot of excitement behind it. And the reason I'm excited about it and I'm hoping it gets a lot of excitement is because it's a daily audio Bible group at my church. So just wanting to call in and have a few prayers said for that. We have a cool internet site that's kind of like a Facebook for our church. And so it's kind of like, in a way, it'd be like maybe a smaller version of the Daily Audio Bible where we can have people on a smaller scale pray for each other, but also go through the Bible together. And I'm hoping for a good turnout with that. I'm going to be emailing some contacts and, putting that out there here in the next couple weeks, trying to get people to, January 1st, go through the Bible and commit a year to going through God's Word. So that's one thing. And the other thing is that our dog right now, my wife and I, and we have a 16-month-old, we have a little dog, and he's only 4.5 years old, and he's having some pretty bad issues. He can't really walk right now, and he's acting almost like maybe it's either bad hips or neurological or some sort of something going on in the back end of his body, but he's still a very young dog. So just hoping that we could hopefully get him healthy. So we've been praying for him, and also wanted to say that my wife and I have been praying baby prayer together. We get the audio version of that with Brian reading that, and have been going through that lately, and that's been a tremendous blessing. And actually one thing I've noticed about it is that not only do we agree with it while we're praying, but when we're done, I think it gives us more, it almost awakens us to pray a little more, to speak out the words once we're done, praying, agreeing with it when it's being actually read and over our podcast and the phone and stuff. So I thought that was a nice thing and something definitely with a lot of power behind it, especially if you're a married couple, and when you get into agreement with something and just the ability to start praying in front of each other and praying powerfully and believing and praying in Jesus' name for things. I do believe that the Bible is true when it says that, there's power in that agreement, power in when two or three are gathered, in Jesus' name, he's there, and if two agree to touch anything, then they'll have it. So we believe that, and I believe that there is that power when not only just from the words of the prayer, but that agreement that's also being taken place, which is the exact opposite agreement of that we learned in through the Ransom Heart Ministries and the Fight for Life, breaking the agreement, so, and starting the new agreements with our Lord God and Jesus and our wives and husbands and friends and family. And when we can agree with each other, there's a lot of power behind it. So anyway, Daily Audio Bible family, I'm thankful for you guys, and thankful for this new group that I'm starting, and I'm excited about it. I go to a very, very large church, and I'm going to be pretty bold with how many people I'm believing for to be a part of this group. Maybe it's only 100 or so to start, but I'm kind of hoping, we get into the thousands, in the next year or two, through word of mouth and just spreading, the word. And, my church is, I think, over 7,000 people, so I think we could do it. I think there's a way that we could have, a huge part of the Daily Audio Bible come from our area here in Seattle. So thanks, Daily Audio Bible family. I appreciate your prayers, and thank you so much. Love you all. Bye.
Hi, this is Sylvia. I just want to tell you, I just started listening to the Daily Audio Bible. It's such a blessing in my life. I ask for prayer for my mother and father. My father is in an Alzheimer's home and is very combative and seeing the nurses. He won't stay in his wheelchair, and they've had to strap him down. If you could please pray that they get his medication straight. They've changed it several times but have been unable to get him calm. Of course, my mother worries every day, and it has been a tremendous burden of lack of peace for her and for my dad. Please help him. I'm praying. Thank you.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Chrissy calling from the Philippines. I'm a little bit behind in my daily readings or listenings of the Bible. And I just listened to the Thanksgiving Day airing. And I'm calling in response to Rachel Cruiser, whose 12-year-old daughter, Michael, is struggling with what seems to be anorexia and self-harm. When I was about the same age as your daughter, Michael, I suffered with anorexia too. And for about 11 years, I struggled with anorexia. But I really felt for you, Rachel, and would like to help if you could contact me. By the way, I overcame anorexia. I'm a missionary in the Philippines now and have been for 28 years. So I know what God has done for me. He can do also for your daughter. So if you wanted to contact me, my email address is chrissyperillo@gmail.com. And I'll just spell that out for you. C for car, H for house, R for rabbit, I for igloo, S for shoe, F for shoe, Y for yellow, P for pig, E for egg, R for rabbit, I for igloo, L for lizard, L for lizard, O for orange, at gmail, that's G for goat, M for mat, A for apple, I for igloo, and L for lizard, and .com. So, Rachel, if you wanted to email me, I'd love to help if I can. So thank you for listening. God bless you.
Thank you.